Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, those of you who are on Facebook have seen us go live about 14 times.
Gotten 15 notifications. We've had 5 people join in and go, what are they doing?
We've been trying to test out audio. Still not working, but you can hear us.
That's what matters.
The podcast on iTunes and all that stuff. This is episode 52. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Yeah! We're ready. So, episode 52, we've done quite a few of these. So, we're going to do a little recap. From the last episode, I left off with a movie quote.
Yes.
Mama says, why are alligators are angry because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush? You know where that's from?
No, I don't.
That's from the movie The Water Boy.
Oh,
and,
really?
I had a few people could have the correct answer for that. It's a good movie if you haven't seen it. But yeah, that's where that's from.
Got it.
So also, I kind of got off on a tangent at the end of the last episode, kind of about like prioritizing God and stuff like that. And then I had a bunch of caveats, and I need to just be more open with, it's just my opinion, it's just my thoughts, and stop being so cautious, I guess, and just be more, forward with what I'm saying. So if you're hurt by some of the things that I say or anything like that, I don't know what to tell you. It's not what I meant. I never mean to offend or hurt anybody's feelings, but my feeling is that unless otherwise obligated or for very important reasons, we should be going to church every Sunday.
Right.
Right?
Okay. Right.
All
Amen.
Right. Now that we got that out of the way. So what we're going to talk about this podcast, meet and greet was this past weekend, followed by Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend before that, I had memorial service for my Aunt Teresa, my mom's sister, who passed away in December, but couldn't be buried until now. So we had that. And then this coming weekend, mission trip for St. That's right. Teresa of Calcutta's parish. Then you got music.
Absolutely.
Reading is Matthew 6, 7 through 15, and it's actually the Our Father.
Very good.
So, Saint of the Day, Blessed Anthony Turner. He's a martyr. We'll talk about him, too. And then you got News of the Weird.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll get right into this. All right. So, yeah, this past weekend, my men's ministry event, Meet and Greet, went off awesome. Nice. We had a lot of guys.
Good there. Weather so, for that, too.
Yeah, it was an amazing day, amazing weather. I think we had over 100 guys again.
Wow.
So it was a lot. Yeah. Just definitely a lot of guys and a lot of shenanigans and tomfoolery.
Yeah.
We did giant darts. We made massive darts. PVC pipe, big metal nail at the end of it. With a big fin at the end and a huge wooden wall you threw the dart at for a point total.
Wow.
So that was one of the events.
Where did you come up with something like that? Just conspiring with each other?
No, that was actually a Dude Perfect video. They made big darts that almost look like javelins with fins on them.
Okay.
We made ours more dangerous.
Sure. It's more fun that way.
Then we also did this man in the can game where big trash cans and guys had to get down into a trash can, walk forward, get a hot dog, eat it in the can, walk back, get a soda while still in the can, drink their soda, and then run in the can back to their team. Wow. They're in the can. The other teams are throwing tennis balls at them. Do you have any idea how loud?
Oh, that would be so noisy.
Inside the can, they're just getting peppered with tennis balls. Some of the guys got a little aggressive.
Yeah.
With their tennis ball throwing. Because, like, the bottom, like, you know, your shins were exposed.
Right.
And people were aiming low.
Wow. A few welts.
A few welts. Some guys fell and were just getting peppered.
Yeah.
But still, all in good fun.
So Jackie is saying that.
It's because that's still plugged in.
maybe that's better.
Yeah, hopefully that works. Hopefully we have audio there.
For Facebook Live. for everyone listening to the podcast and just confused.
But, yeah, so we had the that event, and then we had a really good speaker who talked about masculinity and how it's kind of under attack right now, but what's kind of being missed is that there is a role for manliness, and there is a purpose for it, and what it means to be a man and to be a leader of your family, and how what we're called to as men, as Christian men, what that role actually is. And so this guy Brad, who is part of the Crossroads for Christ young adult ministry, he was our speaker for the night, and it was awesome. He did a great job. We cooked a lot of meat. A lot of meat was consumed. A lot of fun was had. And, yeah, so we do it twice a year. If you're interested, you can find our videos on Vimeo and YouTube and redbarnministry.com. It's my friend Sam's ministry. So you can check out all of the shenanigans and the videos and stuff that have gone in the past. So
awesome.
It's cool. It's a good time. But then, so the next day was actually Father's Day.
Your first Father's Day.
Yeah, I spent most of my morning cleaning up for meet and greet. went down. The cool thing is meet and greet happens in Higginum. My dad stays in Higginum over the summers at this campground. So the great thing is I was able to go down. I dropped Eva and Zoe off at the campground so she could hang out with my dad and my mom, and they could hang out with Zoe.
Yeah.
While I went down to Sam's house and helped clean up from meet and greet. So I was down at Sam's from like 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. just cleaning up. And so then I only got to see my folks for like a little bit, and then ended up coming back home and going to Eva's parents for her family's Father's Day. And it was actually overall like a really great day. And Eva got me some awesome gifts. It's so funny because she says they're not good gifts. She got me a bunch of books to read to Zoe. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
I read to Zoe every night before she goes to bed. Yeah. And it's awesome. And I was running out of like stories because it's reading the same stories every night. So one of the books is 365 stories.
Wow.
And so it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's literally a story for every night. But Eva then I realized I didn't get anything for you. That's a gift for Zoe. But it's really not. Right. It is a gift for me.
It's dad and daughter time.
Exactly. And that's what it's awesome. And it's a very good gift for me, so I don't have to read Go Dog Go for the 100th time.
Does Zoe prefer a book? Does she have a favorite book?
I don't think so. She gets it. As long as I'm into it and not super tired, she seems to be engaged as long as I'm engaged.
Right.
Sometimes, some nights it's a little more fussy than others, but it is still really cool to be able to read the stories to her. And there's one that Eva gave me that's just so awesome, and it's because I'm your dad. And so it's because I'm your dad, you're going to have spaghetti for breakfast and French toast for dinner.
Right.
Because I'm your dad, I'm going to play rock and roll music for you and get you your own drum set so you can rock out too.
Yeah.
That's just a really cool book. And, so that's the one that I read her on Father's Day was that story. So
nice.
Really awesome day overall. Did you do anything cool with your family?
Yeah, I got up early, went over to my parents' house, and my brother and sister came over. We were all making breakfast for my dad.
Nice.
So I made Bailey's French toast, and then my brother made quiche, and we had a fruit salad and everything, so that was really nice. Then we went over to Jen's parents' house and had a cookout on their patio, and then went off to work in the afternoon, and then went to see my dad before going to bed.
Nice.
So just getting to be able to see everybody and work it all in. So,
that's awesome. Yeah, it is cool being able to kind of co-mingle and get everything,
Thankfully everyone's nearby, so it makes it easier.
Yeah, and I was very thankful to be able to go to Higginum and be able to help do the cleanup for meet and greet and still get to see my parents.
Yeah.
My parents could take get to spend time with Zoe and Eva and stuff. So that was cool. So the weekend before last was the memorial service for my aunt and a burial service. So it's very hard to do a burial service in December. The ground is frozen. We're here in New England. So put off the burial and memorial service, even though my aunt Teresa passed away in December, to this past weekend, June 9th. And it was really awesome. So we had the memorial service at the Wapping Church in South Windsor because she's being buried in Wapping Cemetery. And my father-in-law, who's a Christian pastor, actually performed the memorial service for us. And he did an amazing job. The readings were great. The overall, day was really awesome. And I got up and spoke about my Aunt Teresa and just how much she meant to my family and everything. She never had any children of her own. She was never married. She never really moved out. She never really was on her own. She took care of my grandfather until he passed away, and then she was at home in that house. She inherited it. And so when she got sick, my brother took care of her for a long time. And so, but she was so great to my brother and I and my cousins, where she always just wanted to give us stuff. She was the person who, she was a super couponer. Mm-hmm. Like, buy one, get 16 free somehow. But when I was in college, I never had to go buy groceries. I could go to my aunt's house and just grab a grocery bag and stock up on stuff. Yeah. And anytime she ever needed anything, I would go over and take care of it. But then she would want to give me, money. And then I stopped taking money, so she started getting, Subway gift cards and stuff like that, or gas cards. Yeah. If you're not going to take cash, here's a Shell gift card. You can go put gas in your car. It's it's pretty much the same thing. But she was just such a giving person and just had such a giving nature. And it was really cool to see a couple of people that she worked at Travelers for a long time. And so her coworkers came and they said that she was always the person who had candy at her desk and wanted community and was so giving and such a joy to have in the office and stuff like that. So it's so cool to see how that other aspect that I never saw, of course, because I never saw my aunt at work. But it was just, to see what she brought and that just giving nature that she even brought to her workplace for all those years. And just to see how many people she touched over the years, it's just a really, really good day and a sad day at the same time. But haven't seen a few of my cousins in a really long time, so got to see them, catch up, and stuff like that. So it's kind of one of those things where it's a sad day, and it's kind of the reason people get together, but then you see people you haven't seen in years.
Yeah.
So there's those weird moments.
Right.
But yeah, it was still a really good day, and went really well.
Yeah.
So.
Good memories.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jen, your wife, is going on mission trip this Sunday.
Which is awesome because she's calls herself introverted and she's kind of shy in volunteering for things like this. But I guess when they were having meetings at our church about getting a bunch of volunteers together and helping out with mission trip, some of the kids that are attending said, "Hey, could Jen come and be one of the chaperones?" And they needed an extra woman to help out. And so Linda actually mentioned that to me. So I mentioned to Jen and said, if you have any interest. And Jen was kind of honored to hear that.
That's awesome.
So Sunday morning, they'll be going to early mass, and then they'll be driving up to New York and doing some mission work over in the Lake George area.
And that's really cool.
Yeah, and then they'll come back Friday night. So
early mass, seven?
7 o'clock,
They're going to the 7 a.m. mass? All right.
Bright and early.
That's actually the Mass I went to on this Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I had to go clean up for me. Day, yeah. But, so they're going through Catholic Heart Work Camp, right?
Yes, correct.
And Plattsburgh,
yes.
New York. Is that New York or Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Oh, that's New York.
New York, right?
Yeah.
So... do they know the kind of work they're doing yet, or probably not.
I'm not completely up to date on that. I'm not sure if they know. They'll probably find out when they get there.
They absolutely will. I know that sometimes we'll get kind of an idea ahead of time from the head person at the campsite. Mm-hmm. I have done 6 Catholic Heart Work Camps, and they're all great. Yeah. And the program, because it's a day of work, so your week of work, so you'll have 4 full work days, Monday through Thursday, where you're there, like a work day. You know, you're there from like 8 to 4 or something, like 8 to 3. And so you're there to work. And we've done painting houses and putting up railing and all that kind of stuff. The other really cool thing, though, is daily Mass. Mm-hmm. So you get up early, breakfast, daily Mass, then you go out to your work site. Mm-hmm. Then when you come back, shower, eat dinner, nightly program. Mm-hmm. So one night there'll be adoration, confession. The next night there'll be skits and music and worship and all that stuff. And then the next night after that, another story, sharing from the leadership team and stuff like that. Four corners prayers, stuff like that. So it's a really, really awesome, deep experience, not only because of the service work of it, but also because of the prayer and worship aspect that you also get around that. So it's like kind of like a full experience of like almost like a week-long retreat with service projects each day, you know? Yeah. And so I always wanted to do more than what they assigned to us. And I probably shared this before, but I remember one year, I think it was in Maryland, MJ somehow got put on my team. And so she saw this huge list of stuff that we had to do.
Yeah.
And she's like, why do we have so much stuff? I see other people. They don't have these things. Why is your list so much bigger than everybody else's? Yeah. I'm like, well, I can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I know how to fix things and work with my hands and use power tools and run wires and fix walls and sheetrock and all this stuff. I know how to do it. I'm not great at all of it.
Right.
But I know the fundamentals, and that's all they ask. Mm-hmm. And so I can teach our young people to do a lot of things. So we always had really big projects on my teams. And so it's always super fulfilling, and you see the kids working really hard. And I always like to accomplish more than what they even put on the paper, because you want to just take care of people as much as you can. And my confirmation program, we actually have our service project this Sunday, 10:15 Mass. After that, we're going to a parishioner's house who is in desperate need of some land care. He's elderly. Things have kind of gotten away from him. And he's really hesitant to let us do things because he thinks he should do it himself. But I just want to show, we as a youth ministry program, we want to show our parish what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're here to support our parish, and we want our parishioners to know that our youth are willing to serve our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a big thing. And service is a huge thing for Catholics and Christians. The social justice is a huge thing. We should be helping out our communities in any way that we can. So mission trips, service projects, any little thing that we can do, we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really excited for my first service project this Sunday for Sacred Heart Church in Bloomfield. So awesome. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
What do you got in music?
So music, a couple new releases coming out this weekend. This Friday, Lecrae has his new project called Let the Trap Say Amen coming out. Also, Plum has a new album called Beautifully Broken. And Matthew West is re-releasing his album All In, and it's going to feature some new songs on there as well. And then looking ahead to next Friday, Hillsong Young and Free is coming out with a new project called Three. And John Mark McMillan, who wrote the song How He Loves Us, is coming out with a CD called The Mercury Sessions.
Say that 10 times.
Oh, I know. John Mark McMillan.
But, no, that's awesome. And as I always say, I feel like it's really important to know, like, there's so many different kinds of genres of music, and Christian music, and how it can be a form of prayer, you know? And that's, I always get into that with the game Sing-Off, you know, when we do the, each group sings a song and has to contain a word.
Right.
And they always get, like, so many secular songs. And then when you get down to, like, the word is Jesus or the word is God, there's not that many. And it's because, are you singing the songs with the same passion that you're singing the you know, Bon Jovi, Backstreet Boys, all the songs that everyone knows all the words to, and just realizing that it can be a form of prayer, you know? And I say it all the time, that when you're singing and you're passionate about the Christian music, it's prayer. And there's so many different, there's R&B, there's rap, there's heavy metal, and everything in between. And there's just so many different ways to praise God through music.
Right. And what's been cool for me too is I've learned pretty quickly not to take a Christian song and say, oh, that's, you know, because sometimes you have a really, really good Christian song, and sometimes you're just like, oh, this one's okay. You know, but I found not to criticize a song, because you never know what song could save someone's life.
Absolutely.
And I've also run into situations where I've, that song that I, one day I thought was, okay, comes on the radio the next day, and I'm just in that mood where it just kind of like smacks me, you know, on the cheek and go, wake up, you know, and it really moves you in a profound way, and you just go, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that song to hit me the way it just did.
Yeah, it's... Sometimes they grow on you, too. Sometimes the first time you hear a song, you're like, oh, okay, this kind of sounds... Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, oh, those words are hitting me different today. Right. You know?
Yeah, sometimes those words will... You'll find new words in it as you're listening to it.
Absolutely.
That's happened to me, like, maybe a year later. I hear a different line in there and go, oh, wow, that was cool.
Yeah. All right, so... Our Bible, our gospel of the day is Matthew 6, 7 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the Our Father, whenever you say, like, pray together the words Jesus gave us, this is Jesus giving it to us.
Right.
Right here. And it's just, you know, if... you're wondering, like, if anyone has ever wondered where that comes from. It comes from this. There has been many different translations over the years of how Jesus has said it. And this is kind of, you know, the one that most people are familiar with. And it's just so... The last lines. How are you at forgiving? You know? Like, if you forgive, you will be forgiven. If you don't forgive, you won't. And I find myself, I struggle with it at times, but then I have to remind myself, like, do I want others to forgive me? Then I need to be a forgiving person. And that's the same way it is with God. Like, if you're the type of person that holds on to stuff, you know, then how is God going to forgive you if you're just holding on to anger? If you're just holding on to negativity, if you're not going to be a forgiving person, then, you know, are you... are you worthy of God's forgiveness? But then again, I mean, you don't have to be worthy to get it, you know what right. I mean? But in the sense of what Jesus is saying to you, how you are with others is how you are before God. And how you forgive is how God will forgive you. If you are a spiteful person, then God is not going to forgive you. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing where I find it's that old cliche where forgiveness is not always for the benefit of the other person. Mm-hmm. It's for your benefit too. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a revengeful or a spiteful person, then that eats at you. That corrupts your soul. And you want to get that off. You need to get rid of it. So forgiving someone else is just as much for you as it is for them. And if you want to be forgiven, then you have to be the type of person that's going to forgive too. Because if you did something wrong, but people also know that you're the type of person that never forgives anyone for anything, then you're putting that out there. That's kind of the reaction people are going to have to you too. That's the kind of human nature type of thing. And forgiveness is so important.
Yeah.
You know, and to be forgiven, go to confession, get some grace, like all those things. Super important. But it's that thing where it's so hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's one of my favorite prayers to break down with my students in confirmation class. Because I remember, you know, learning that prayer by rote in church.
Yeah.
And then that day where I just went, well, wait a minute, what am I saying? You take a step back, break down line by line, what does each line mean?
Yeah.
And just going over that with the students in confirmation class, and you start to see it sink in and just the weight of what you're saying, and thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Yeah.
The Not power me. Of that. Just asking God, take control of this. And I'm trusting you.
Well, that's the thing. And to lead us not into temptation. Mm-hmm. Like, and deliver us from evil. Like, God, I know I am a tempted person. I need you to lead me away from this. Mm-hmm. I need you to take me from this evil. I need you to take me away from these situations. Because I am but human. Mm-hmm. I am but a broken being. And I need your help.
Right.
You know? And then the understanding our Father in heaven, mm-hmm. who is ever loving, ever knowing, and ever forgiving, mm-hmm. is in heaven. And you want his kingdom, you want his will, and you want it here on earth and in heaven. Mm-hmm. Like, just so that prayer can be it is so powerful. And when you break it down, like you said, and that's why I love it. There's a bunch of different activities that we've done for confirmation, breaking it down line by line and just, you know, going through it. And it's just, it's so awesome that came up as the daily reading.
And I find it comforting to also say as I'm falling asleep. You know, sometimes I just repeat it over and over. If I'm just lying in bed, can't fall asleep, just say that over and over, and I find comfort in it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's just another way of keeping your prayer life is so important. And if you're the type of person, and me too, who struggles making time for prayer, saying a Hail Mary and Our Father and a Glory Be every day can be a way to start. Mm-hmm. Because we need the Blessed Mother praying for us.
Yeah.
We need to be honoring God. And that's what that does. A Hail Mary, a Glory Be, and on Our Father. Just doing that every day. Start with that. And then go to a decade of the rosary.
Yeah.
Maybe one joyful or sorrowful mystery. I kept wanting to say ministry. Joyful or sorrowful ministries.
Yeah.
Starting with, you know, if you're the type of person that doesn't have a regimented prayer life, if you're not doing daily devotionals, I struggle. I struggle with coming up with daily. When I remember, when I can remind myself, I'll do the rosary in the car. I have the app on my phone, and I'll do the rosary in the car, and I'll pray along with it. But it's hard. It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, so try to get that prayer life going. It's important.
Absolutely.
It's how we change the world. So, speaking of changing the world, saints.
Nice transition.
Our saint of the day is Blessed Anthony Turner. So he lived in the 1600s. And so he was a martyr in England. He's the son of a Protestant minister. And he educated famous university, Cambridge, converted to Catholicism, went to Rome, joined the Jesuits, and he came back to England, started preaching the word, arrested, because the Church of England was in control at the time. And, of course, he was convicted wrongfully, perjured evidence, all that stuff. And then he was hung, drawn, quartered, martyred, because he was Catholic. So, saint of the day, Blessed Anthony Turner, he was beatified, actually, pretty recently, in 1929.
Wow.
So, that is our saint of the day.
Very good.
What you got for News of the Weird?
So, News of the Weird, this is a story out of China, and it was a restaurant. I'm not going to try to say the name because I'll probably butcher it. It might be Jiamina or something like that. But they had an all-you-can-eat buffet promotion.
Okay.
All the customers had to do was buy a $19 monthly pass, which is a pretty good deal. You know, you get a monthly pass, you can go in and have all you can eat. Well, apparently they didn't really think it completely through because customers ended up sharing their cards with friends and family members.
Wow, okay.
Ended up sending the business into about $78,000 in debt within than a month.
Wow.
So the restaurant ended up shutting down.
That is a high population.
Yes.
If you only have one card.
Right. So just a reminder, if you know, because we ran into that at AAA when I was working there, where people would try to share their card and as opposed to getting separate memberships.
Absolutely.
So just remember, you know, it's if you're loaning out your card, it might seem harmless, but you might send a business into $78,000 in debt in less than a month.
$19 a month, and they sold a few memberships, and hundreds of people coming in.
Well, they weren't able to cover the expenses because
all the food. Yeah, $19 a month. It's like $10 to go to a buffet one time, isn't it? Like, I'm trying to do the math.
Yeah,
that really doesn't make sense. Maybe they just didn't have really good food, and they were just expecting not that many people.
Right, maybe. Maybe it was they were trying to get people in the door. Maybe they just opened.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they closed very quickly.
Right, that didn't last long.
$78,000 in debt. Like you said, in a few days?
In less than a month, yeah.
In less than a month. Wow. More than 500... What just happened? There it is.
The music's dead.
Well, that music means it's time to wrap up the podcast. And I really appreciate everyone listening. Any topics or anything you want us to pray about, anything like that, reach out to us. I'm Steve Fatira.
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Thanks for listening. Keep smiling. And God bless.